Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Ivar Swanson. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Red Kress. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Hebbing. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Hebbing. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dib Williams. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Lou Finney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Markham. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Johnny Markham. And now, play ball. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Markham fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Markham covering, for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dykes for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran strikes out. There goes Kramer. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kramer scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair misplays the ball. That's an error on McNair. Appling moves to third. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Williams catches it and throws to first to double up Kress. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Higgins moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing strikes out. Two outs. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0 for 1 in the game. Swanson takes first base on ball 4. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Markham. Swanson moves to second. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Williams reaches second base with a double. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons strikes out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Dykes moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a fly ball into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 1 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 0 for 1 in the game. Heving hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham is 0 for 1 in the game. Markham takes first base on ball 4. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Williams strikes out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Markham moves to second. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cochran hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Markham scores. Kramer moves to third. It's 2-0, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. Kramer scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Athletics. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 2 in the game. McNair hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Swanson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 2 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Haas for the out. Swanson moves to second. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Swanson. Higgins reaches second base with a double. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 2 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Higgins scores. It's 6-0, Athletics. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Markham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Haas throws the ball into Hayes, who tags Cochran trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Fox hits a line drive into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. McNair hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan pinch hits for Joe Heving. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Markham covering, for the out. Two outs. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Swanson hits a line drive into center field. Kramer picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Kramer. Swanson moves to second. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-3 in the game. Haas hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Milt Gaston now pitching. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Higgins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Swanson. Higgins reaches second base with a double. Johnson goes all the way around to score. It's 7-0, Athletics. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Finney hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Markham takes first base on ball 4. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Higgins scores. Markham moves to second. It's 8-0, Athletics. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress fields the ball and throws to Gaston covering. Safe. Markham moves to third. Williams moves to second. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-3 in the game. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Dykes moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it and throws to second for the out. Dykes moves to third. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-3 in the game. Kress hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Appling moves to second. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-3 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Markham fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.